Track 7. What a cultural shock. I heard that you spent a couple of years in Japan on an educational program. So what was it like?
It's pretty difficult to tell you what it was like in 20 words or less. It's a very complex culture, and there was never a boring day.
It seems like such a mysterious place and complicated to function in from day to day. Somebody told me that you have to bow instead of shaking hands.
Normally you do. Now they have grown accustomed to the Western culture, so they shake hands a little more these days. But when you meet someone who is your superior, or if you are in a more formal situation, then yes, you need to bow.
I also heard they make a lot of slurping noises when they eat. Please don't tell me that's true.
Yes, it is. Sorry to say. It's only when they eat noodles like ramen. If you can believe it or not, it is not considered rude to slurp a big mouthful of noodles at your table. I try my best to get the noodles into my mouth with as much silence as possible.
That's pretty gross. Did you ever commit a cross-cultural faux pas?
Oh yeah, a couple of times. The first mistake I made was entering my friend's house with my shoes on.
You mean you always have to take your shoes off when you go into someone's house?
Absolutely. Even if your feet stink, you gotta take those shoes off. See, they have this floor that is made from rice or something like that called tatami. So you can imagine if you walk over these sensitive floors with shoes that have hard soles, you can do some serious damage.
So was your friend pissed off at you, or did he throw you out of his place?
No, of course not. The Japanese do not like confrontation, so he was almost apologetic when he approached me and asked if I could remove my shoes. I was actually quite struck by the humility. Someone like my brother would just yell, "Take your stinking shoes off!"
So what about the other situation?
The second goof I made was when I received a present for my birthday from my superior. I thanked him and quickly tore into the package, shredding all the paper and ribbon in my attempt to show my enthusiasm for my new present. I looked up at him, and he had this look of shock and amusement. What I found out later was that in Japan, you never open a present in front of the giver.
Why is that?
It's like a safeguard to prevent any embarrassment of opening a gift that you might not like. What is more important is the act of giving the gift, not the gift itself.